And as we come back from that quick break, I welcome you to the Business at 2 here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. First, just leading on from some of those takes in terms of where the on the radar, where the representative from the Ongudiva Town Council, Mr. Jackson Muma, indicated the interest, the hype, and so forth. We have a listen to some of the corporates that will also be participating there and some of their takeaways. Let's have a listen to this. Standard Bank Marketing, who is currently also going to be featuring part of the, well, one part of the Ongudiva Annual Trade Fair, as well as also the Soccer Cup currently taking place, as well as also various other marketing activities that can be met there. Madam Khadija, thank you once again, and welcome to this to our short discussion.
Thank you for having me.
Just having a look at some of these activities, Madam Khadija, apologies. It seems that your weekend and your week ahead will be pretty jam-packed. What can you share with our listeners? What can they look forward to? What some of the interactive exercises and activities that you'll be having on show?
So the Standard Bank marketing team is currently in the north. We are here for the Ongudiva Trade Fair as well as the Newspaper Cup. We are involved in both of these events. And as well, we're doing some activations for PayPal. So we've been in Otapi, we've been in Nana, we're going to be in Oshakati tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we're actually going to be joined by King TD at our activation in front of games. So if anyone's listening and would like to come meet King TD, please do come through. And we are doing activations for PayPal. So for anyone who's not familiar with PayPal, PayPal is basically a wallet on your cell phone. Mm-hmm. So any person who has a smartphone, a Tamagotchi, you don't have to be a Standard Bank client to use it either. So you just link cards, or if you don't have a bank account, you can just upload quote-unquote money onto your PayPal wallet via Standard Bank branch or some of our collaborating outlets such as Burman Brock. And you can use PayPal to send, receive money, buy electricity, buy airtime, pay for your municipal bills, and get funeral cover and so much more. So this is what we are doing here in the north. We are promoting that. As well as at the trade fair, you can also use PayPal to buy your trade fair tickets. Mm-hmm. So if you buy a ticket with PayPal, if you're an adult, you get $10 discount. For the children, you get $5 discount. And if you use PayPal for that transaction or just register for PayPal, you also stand a chance to win a smartphone as well as PayPal vouchers. So it's quite exciting what we're doing here. We've met such lovely people. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to be here in the north and just see how things are done here compared to how it's back in Windhoek.
Exactly. And then just if you can give us, you know, some of the timeline. I mean, obviously, most of the events start off from tomorrow, but where can a lot of the listeners and most of the community, as they will be traveling also for this long weekend, where can they find the various places besides just the Newspaper Cup and also at the trade fair?
So currently we are busy with our activations. Right now we're in Otapi, and tomorrow will be our last activation in Oshakati in front of game, the one that will be with Team TV. So you can find us over there. If you come to the activation, we can help you register for PayPal, download it onto your phone, or if you do not have a smartphone, help you get the USSD and make sure you're registered, show you how to use it, as well as you can win some really nice prizes if you use it to do a transaction. And of course, at the trade fair, we will be there as well to help you register. But if you are planning on going to the trade fair and want to make use of PayPal for your ticketing, it would be so much better if you can download the app ahead of time or register ahead of time. But if you need our help, we'll definitely be there to assist.
Exactly. Madam Khadija, if we have to look at anything going ahead in terms of, sort of like key events that you can point on, what can you share with the listeners out there?
Key events other than the trade fair and the Newspaper Cup, we are very excited for the SD09 in collaboration with Team TV happening in December. PayPal will also be the method of payment for that. Mm-hmm. And PayPal is the future of how we do banking, of how we do financials, how we use money. We are moving into a different era technologically, and everything is going to be in the palm of your hands. And now you can literally use your cell phone to do everything. So PayPal is the way forward. SB09 will also be using PayPal as a ticketing method. And yes, there are so many amazing prizes to be won just by taking part and using this product.
Thank you once again. Thank you once again, Madam Khadija.
And this is as more corporates are also
getting involved with the Ongwediva Trade Fair, as the Nedbank Kapana Cook-Off itself will also be held at this annual event. Now, as mentioned just there in the earlier discussion with the public relations officer of the Ongwediva Town Council, the cook-off itself will also start over this weekend, scheduled for August 27th. Now, that is as Nedbank Namibia has committed more than $3 million to the organization of this premier national competition, supporting small enterprises' growth and honoring authentic Namibian cuisine. The Kapana Cook-Off also, as a competition, is one of the vehicles in terms of which Nedbank Namibia utilizes its reach out programs to the small players in the market who are aspiring to start their venture, or those who desire to expand and formalize their operations. The first prize for this cuisine event for 2022's Nedbank Kapana Cook-Off competition will walk away with a mobile Kapana kitchen itself, a trailer, and that the winner will also be awarded a Nedbank account worth $10,000 and also a Bakpro Fit Cook voucher worth $5,000.
The Kunene Regional Under 20 football team is optimistic and firmly believes they can win the 20th edition, the Newspaper Cup, which is set at the Independence Stadium in Oshakati from the 26th to the 29th of August 2022. The much anticipated regional youth tournament is set to return this weekend at Oshakati, marking the 20th edition of the Namibian Newspaper Cup under the theme Enhancing a Pristine Sport Environment, where 14 regions are set to battle it out for a football and netball category respectively. The tournament, which kicked off for the first time in 2001 with just the football category, was halted for the past 2 years due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. The Kunene regional coach, Robert Gurira, told TKLFM that their only focus is to reach the final and emerge victorious at the tournament, but the region has never came close to winning for the past 19 years.
Our expectation and our aim for this upcoming tournament that we are going to travel by all God means and by the grace of God is we are going to reach the final. I believe in the team that I'm having. I believe in the technical staff. I believe in myself. And I have the right tools to win this cup. And come the end of the day, Kunene region is going to smile and they will celebrate according to what I feel and what I believe in these boys, how we prepared. No doubt about it. We are united. We are unity.
The motivated Gurira also said that he doesn't have star players in his squad. However, he emphasized on unity, noting that he assembled a group of hardworking young players who are willing to work for the region and win the competition.
I have called up players from Opuo also, Kamanyap also, and Ucho also. And there are different type of players, you know. I don't have stars in my team. I've got a unity of team players that are willing to work for the region, that are willing to win this competition. I know I'm playing against the hosts and the defending champions, but you know, we need to respect our opponent and we need to give them the platform of the honor of because they are the defending champions and so on. But nonetheless, my boys are ready. The preparations was very good. The belief that I'm having in the boys and the belief that I'm having in this team that we called up and so-called players that the people are saying, no, they are the stars and so on. But stars doesn't win you games. Unity of the team does win you the games. That's number one. For the rest of the players who didn't make it, there's always a next time. But all the players were equally good and all those players were equally united. The technical team, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart and so on, that they give me this opportunity to be the head coach of the Kunene Regional Football Club and so on. It's a regional thing. If you've been called up to be the regional coach for Kunene, it's like you were called up for the national team. That's one respect I'm having for the chairman, Mr. Marcel Tomep, and his vice chairman, Mr. Bula Nangombe, and the TD that we're having, Mr. Henny Kavenji, and my technical staff, Arnold, Coach Quest, my assistant, and Ilele, my assistant goalkeeper coach, and my team manager given.
Kurirab also emphasized on the team's unity, no team, that this is the preeminent United regional team, said to represent the region, Toshakati. He said his team will be hitting to the Oshana region to conquer and not just to add up the numbers.
These are the so-called United regional team that is going to represent Kunene region. And these are the soldiers that we are taking for not going to add numbers in the north, in Oshakati, but they are going to fight and they are going to play and they are going to bring the cup back to the proud, great Kunene region.
Gurira has roped in the service of 20 new under 20 players in his squad. The technical team for the Kunene region consists of Arnold Hasep and Moses Paulos as the assistant coaches. Kevin Hasep will be the goalkeeper coach. Ligius Neumbo will be the team's doctor. Eni Kavinji is the technical manager, with Ilele Nangombe as the team manager. This year's tournament is sponsored by Standard Bank to the tune of $1 million NBN. Our sponsors include Coca-Cola, the Namibian Football Association, Namibia Sport Commission, and the Ministry of Sports, Youth, National Services. The draws for the tourney was conducted at the beginning of August, with the region set to play in groups. The Nepal features consist of Oshikoto, Kavango West, Irongo, Comas, Karas, Oshodonjupa, and the Hwangwena region in Group A. Group B consists of Musati, Kavango East, Kunene, Omaheke, Harta, Sambesi, and Oshana region. The football draw consists of four groups, with Group A consisting of Oshodonjupa, Karas, Sambesi, and Kavango West. Group B is made up of the Kunene region, Harta, Hwangwena, and Musati. Oshana, Comas, and Irongo regions, including Oshikoto, Kavango East and Omaheke regions will battle out in a three-team clash in Group C and Group D, respectively.
We're quickly stepping into a short break and come back right after that with the rest of the Business at 2 here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Inba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now we come back from that quick break and we step into some more items here on the Business at 2. Heading into our next, this takes us through to the aspect of the Circle of Hope. We'll have a listen to this short discussion talking about the importance and the impact with regards to providing hope for those suffering.
Oh, the Cancer Association also has a program called the Standard Bank Circle of Hope program. What is this program all about?
The Circle of Hope program, it's actually a support group providing support to men and women and children affected by cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a group of volunteers which we trained in order to provide emotionally and social support to mm-hmm. the certain group
mm-hmm.
of family members.
All right. You just mentioned is for those who are affected by cancer. So anyone that is not affected by cancer can also join, or only those affected by cancer?
No, anyone can join, because actually, if I see through, because one, it doesn't mean your family member. One can be your colleague. One can be your friend. One can be just your fellow Namibian. So we are all affected by cancer. So anyone are welcome to be part of volunteer under Circle of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. And when and why was this program established in the first place?
This program, let me take a history of Circle of Hope. It was actually a Reach for Recovery, which was first support group of breast cancer survivors. It was established in 2002. And later on, we come up with the idea like we exclude other type of cancer patients. Mm-hmm. Then it become an umbrella, which is now provided or psychosocial support to each and everyone. That was 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It was established, yes, 2017, the new name, which is Circle of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And now it's Standard Bank. So what role does Standard Bank play?
Okay, Standard Bank actually is our backbone, because they are the one who support this Circle of Hope group. Because in Circle of Hope, we trained our volunteers each and every year, but for these passing 2 years, because of COVID, we couldn't hold our training. But usually, we starting the beginning of the year, especially on the World Cancer Day, which is the 4th of February, we contact three training in the year,
mm-hmm.
which is sponsored by Standard Bank. Yes, the Circle of Hope program are inviting all Namibians who are willing to join us, because we have a lot of activities. We have awareness where we are going to distribute all the leaflets, papers to the companies. We have a radio talks. We have a patient visit at the hospital. So please, anyone interested to join us, they can call us at the number I gave before, or they can come to our association. Our office is in John Maynard Street, Windhoek West, number 90. Anytime we will accept their assistance, because we need more, especially the youth. We need more volunteers to come on board so that we can take it up together and fight this cancer.
Now, as you heard there, in terms of getting in touch with some of the community news in the business side too, it also adds some good, you know, good vibes in terms of reaching out and providing support. This takes us up to our next in terms of some trade statistics in terms of how Namibia performed for the month of June as compared to its previous month, that in May. And these 2 months were encapsulated in the same cluster of the second quarter's performance for Namibia's business in terms of imports and exports and how much we paid and how much we received. For that, let's have a listen to this. A key analysis in terms of the second quarter of 2022 for Namibia's trade statistics indicates increased activity between the month of May and June. Now, this is based upon the International Merchandise Trade Statistics, where the trade statistics indicates exports and imports between these two scenarios. The deficit had increased between May and June to -6.09 from -4.51. In terms of the exports versus as opposed to the imports for both periods. Now, the difference between May and June's exports, or difference in exports, indicated towards a positive 11.9%. However, the imports also gradually increased by a whole 10% more, between 10 billion and 12 billion between the 2 months, with a 21.7% increase being depicted there. Now, for the month of June, Namibia's exports earnings stood at 8 billion alone, up by 26% on a monthly basis, while the imports amounted towards 10.5 billion as well, which was down actually by almost a whole 16%. Now, this resulted in a trade deficit of at least 2.5 billion Namibian dollars, which is up almost 60% lower when compared to the 6.1 billion that was observed in May 2022. In terms of the cumulative values, as indicated by the Namibia Statistics Agency, Namibia's trade activities continue to increase for the period of January up until June 2022. When compared to the same period of 2021, cumulative total trade, which includes import plus export, by the month of June 2022, stood at 107 billion Namibian dollars, which is noticeable in terms of the 46% increase that it indicates from the 73.2 billion that was witnessed in June of 2021. In terms of taking a look at the total exports and total imports, the value of exports in June of 2022 increased by 26% to at least 8 billion from its May level of 6.3 billion. Now, on the other hand, when compared to its level of 6.9 billion recorded in June of 2021, exports had increased by 15%. Imports stood on 10.5 billion, reflecting a decrease of 15.9% month on month and a 24.8% increase year on year basis. Following these developments in both flows, Namibia's total merchandise trade, which is exports plus imports, with the ROWE had decreased by 1.7% from its May level, down to 18.8 billion to 18.4 billion recorded in June 2022. Adding on to this, the total trade had strengthened by 20.4% when compared to 15.3 billion recorded in June of last year. The trade balance for the country compares the country's trade flow with the ROW in terms of export earnings and expenditure on imports. Now, during the month under review of June 2022, Namibia recorded a trade deficit to the tune of 2.5 billion, reflecting an improved deficit when compared to the 6.1 billion recorded at the end of May 2022. Over that period, Namibia recorded a deficit at least averaging 3.1 billion Namibian dollars per month without recording any surplus. The trade balance in terms of partner, this section looks at the trade balance by top partner countries that Namibia had traded with during the month of June. Namibia's exports to Botswana were valued at 1.6 billion and imported goods at a value of 45 million. Thus representing a positive trade balance between the two countries of at least 1.5 billion Namibian dollars. South Africa, coming in second, recorded a export of to the total value of 1.5 billion with Namibia during the month of 2022, while importing goods of at least 3.7 billion, which resulted in a trade deficit of at least 2.2 billion. Next up, in heading into the other international markets, Namibia exports to France during the month under review amounted to 718 million, while imports stood at 36 million Namibian dollars, resulting in a trade surplus of 683 million. Exports to China were valued at 590 million, and an import bill of 749 million, resulting in a trade deficit of at least 159 million. Spain also featured in the top five for Namibia's five exports for the month of June, with an export bill of 507 million. An export importing goods worth 24 million, recording a trade per surplus of at least 483 million. And as we do here on the Business Side 2, we end off with some of the economic indicators as well as also price moves on commodity price indications and also other rundowns with international trading bursas. Starting off here in Namibia, Bloomberg estimates that Namibia can generate at least 11 billion US dollars worth of revenue by the year 2040 from the two oil finds, which have the potential to significantly grow the country's economy. This is linked with the recent discussions in terms of where PDM's leader, Mekeni Rivenani, has indicated that Namibia has negotiated a far less deal for itself in these two oil finds. getting into the Namibia Stock Exchange overall, and as well as also the NSX local, where for the NSX overall, in at the end of its day's trading, it ended off with a minus 1.73%. The local saw at least a bigger shift from yesterday's trading session with a positive 0.29%. Heading into the rest of the international trading bourses and platforms, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange All Share had ended at a positive 0.05% for its day's trading, while the JSE Top 40 was up with a 0.07%. Now, this indicates as the rest of the trading platforms on the JSE indicated a similar growth, except for the financials and the resources, with the industrials sector up by 0.61%. The financials were down by a minus 3.61%. Resources also similarly had dipped by a minus 0.37%, and gold miners had recorded a positive 0.45%. Into the rest of the world, where the Shanghai Composite in its trading session had lost minus 0.27% in its move in its gains, while the Hang Seng had fallen by minus 1.20% and the Nikkei 225 had risen by half a percentage point. This also bodes well for the American platforms, with the Dow Jones having risen by 0.18%, the NASDAQ had risen by 0.41%, and the S&P 500 had gained 0.29%. The Stock 600 in Europe was up by 0.16%, while the individual German DAX was up by 0.2%, and the French CAC was higher on 0.39%. In the UK, where the FTSE 100 had concluded its session with a minus 0.22% and signalling towards a lesser trading volume of at least £2.75 billion that was traded in its session. Heading into some of the commodity price moves and also some of the currency price moves, with the spot gold enjoying a significant change up from its previous session with a 0.3% move, while platinum also enjoyed a similar gain with a 0.31%. Palladium had enjoyed the highest price move with a 1.02% move, and silver saw the biggest between it and gold and platinum with a 0.73% move. Uranium still recorded a 0% move, which does not indicate much movement having taken place, but heading into the Brent crude oil, which also recorded a similar statistic as that of silver, was 0.73%. Iron ore recorded a positive 1.12% in its moves. However, for copper, as some of the major metals being traded, it registered a minus 1.28% in its moves. Natural gas also registered a negative with a minus 0.63% in its day's trading and session. On to the currencies and how they trade up with the Namibian dollar, as also with the US dollar. For the US dollar towards the Namibian dollar, you will get 16.89 Namibian dollars for one US dollar. For the euro, you will get 16.86 for one euro. And the British pound, you will get 19.96 Namibian dollars for 1 pound. For the major international currencies weighing up against the United States dollar, one US dollar will cost 0.9 euros, while 1 pound will give you 1.18 US dollars. And one Australian dollar will get you 0.69 US dollars in that regard.